Which is it? A Roman crossbow bolt or a logging peavey pike? By the Oak Island Compendium. On the last episode of The Curse of Oak Island, Straight as an Arrow, a very interesting artifact was brought back into the spotlight of the Oak Island mystery. What was identified as a possible crossbow bolt was shown at the home of Eric Roklowski, who is the son of the late Oak Island researcher, Paul Roklowski. Eric discussed that his father received the artifact from the late Robert Dunfield II, but he didn't know the backstory of the piece. Doug Crowell and Rick Lagina told Eric that the artifact was speculated as being a medieval crossbow bolt. Rick mentions that there's a story that Robert Dunfield II's grandfather, Robert George Dunfield, found the alleged crossbow bolt on Oak Island. His son, Robert Roy Dunfield, led the treasure hunting operations on the island from 1965 to 1966. It's stated that it isn't certain whether the artifact was brought up from the Money Pit excavation or found somewhere else on the surface of Oak Island. It's mentioned that there were two other identical pieces that were found with this one, but their whereabouts are unknown. This is apparently only a portion of the backstory involving these specific artifacts. The intrigue began with an article entitled "Exclusive: New Evidence Ancient Romans May Have Made It to Oak Island, Canada," dated January 20, 2016, in the Epoch Times. The article was based on information given by the controversial treasure hunter, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, who had been involved with the Oak Island team. In the article, Pulitzer claims that the alleged crossbow bolts were found in a beam of wood on Oak Island. It's speculated that the bolts were fired into the beam, and the wood grew around them. The wood was estimated to be 1,000 years old, and these bolts were speculated as being shot into the wood hundreds of years before it was cut down. Pulitzer claimed that the bolts were subjected to more precise dating by a U.S. military weapon testing lab, and that Rick and Marty Lagina showed him the results. The results indicated that the bolts came from Iberia and dated to the period of the Roman Empire. Pulitzer claimed these results were in the possession of Oak Island Tours, and he was promised a copy that he never received. Pulitzer also claimed that the Laginas contacted an expert at a major U.S. university about the bolts and were told, "Do not use our name, do not involve us in this, do not name the university. Do not even tell anybody you sent these to me. These are dangerous. They are dangerous to my profession. I do not want to be involved in any way." All of this came on the heels of the Roman sword that was found in Mahone Bay, which Pulitzer claimed to be authentic, but actually turned out to be a replica. In light of all these happenings, our predecessor, the original Compendium Blockhouse blog, debuted their first three articles regarding these crossbow bolts. They argued that these were in fact peavey pikes that were used in the logging industry. They were used to push, roll, and position logs. These had the removable points or picks that were in the end of the tool, which appeared to be what these bolts were. It was detailed that Oak Island was home to a sawmill at one time, which could have resulted in one of these points being used. It was also noted that every Oak Island lot owner was obligated to improve their lots, which included logging, so these peavey pikes were very common to find among the owner's tools. This seemed to be the correct determination, and effectively put an end to the speculation until last week's episode. The current compendium was very surprised to see the artifact's re-emergence, with Doug Crowell calling it a crossbow bolt. What caught the compendium's attention was what Doug said when he first saw the artifact. He said, "That's much smaller than I thought from the picture." Due to this artifact being smaller than expected, does this mean that the identification of it as a peavey pike no longer applies? If that is the case, what will compositional testing reveal about the artifact? Will this be the season finale revelation for season 11? Will this legitimize Jovan Hutton Pulitzer's claim after all? We will have to wait to find out. Please visit www.theoakislandcompendium.com for the article and all our content regarding the Oak Island mystery. Good day from the Compendium. Daniel and Charlotte,